Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I love sending Kim things because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
Now that was a good
one. Like, I had to
play a song.
Too funny, mama.
Hey!
Hello!
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Too Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley, and I have a guest host here.
Alicia Cooper.
That's right. Alicia Cooper, comedian, director, writer, author, so many things I can say about her. Podcaster, because you had a podcast before me and Sherry.
Yeah. You blessed me and was one of the guests on, and it was a good one. But I've got a new one now called Nightmare Road Stories, where comics come on and tell this one story about a nightmare on the road. I just had Roy Wood Jr. He told about them trying to pay him in cocaine at the end of a show.
They tried to pay him in cocaine?
That's the funniest story. I was in tears.
Oh, I gotta listen to that. Oh my goodness. That is bad.
That's
hey,
incredible. Oh, hey, what's up, ladies? How are you, Alicia? Nice to meet you.
I'm all right. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Hanging with Mrs. Cooper tonight, Kim.
That's right.
Hanging with
that's
Mrs.
Right.
Cooper. That's fun. Oh, that's very funny. Alicia's here because Sherry is not, as usual. She has commitment problems.
She's a commitment fold?
Yes, she is. Sherry is in New York filming. But even this is the thing. I do have a perfect record doing all the podcasts, no matter where I am. I fit the podcast in.
See?
Sherry does not.
See, that's commitment, Kim.
Yeah. So, you know, but you know what? Let's get into it. Let's have some fun.
But see, you were like that in the old drama days. You was always committed. You got there early, left late.
I sure did.
Kim was the bomb. I still laugh at some of them old drama episodes, thinking about you and Vanessa cutting up.
The good old days. The first talk show with more than one woman.
Yes.
That was good times.
Yes.
I was in Atlanta this weekend. I did a show for the Lynx. And of course, Alicia helped me write some of my jokes, which I appreciate.
Wow.
Kim killed it. I heard the feedback.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You know, I like doing new material.
Wait, because was this for? Sorry, Kim. Go ahead. Who was the show for?
The show was for the Lynx. The Lynx is a group of women who are prestigious, and they give away scholarships. They're in their community. They're not necessary. Some are in a sorority, some are not. But my mother was a Lynx. They've been around for a while. I want to say it's a social club with purpose. So it was me and Sherry. We did 20 minutes each, and then we did an interview together, and then Angie Stone came up and closed out the show.
Oh.
So it was
now that's a show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So you did this in like a pretty serious studio. I know we've got a video that we'll show here in just a second, but so how was it doing? You were like hybrid. You had kind of a crowd, and then it was video also.
Oh yeah, that was weird because everyone's doing these virtual things, so the links would not allow, you know, there was thousands of people watching from home, but they only had 20 people in the studio, and I don't even think it was 20 people because it was three tables on each side of the sound stage, and it was a small sound stage, and his brother owns it. I was very proud of him, and there's two people each at each table.
Oh, that's a small crowd.
No, and this was so crazy. So I'm just getting up there. I'm telling my little jokes, right? And I was like, where's the laughter? Now I was like, wait a minute. Now I know I'm funny. I'm sitting over there. It looked like they're about to bust a vein because they're laughing, but they're holding it in. I was like, hold up. Everybody stop. I said, wait a minute. I said, you know y'all can laugh out loud, right? They're like, oh, we thought we had to be quiet. I said, it's a comedy show.
See, when you're doing shows for upper crust ladies,
yes.
Yeah.
They don't even think it's okay to laugh. But once Kim told them, it was on.
Yeah, I was like, y'all can laugh. I said, the more you laugh, the funnier we are. So it was great. Then we got to get on stage with Angie Stone, and we became her. Well, we sung the song "We Are Family," and we were like, "All my sisters, get up with me," or something like that. I couldn't
remember. We've got video because of the. Who was
all
that?
All my sisters, get up with me.
Yeah. I was messing up the words.
Let's check this out. We can't play the sound because of YouTube, but do you mind if we show you on stage, Kim? I like the move.
Please show it. I'm wondering what's taking you so long. There we go. For our listeners, it's me, Sherry Shepherd. Angie Stone is in the middle in white. Look at me. I don't know if it's the rhythm or the bigness or me wearing heels. Look at Sherry. See, Sherry's dancing like a girl. I'm dancing like a dude. I mean, see how she's taking her legs in all gentle? I'm stomping like a construction worker. That's ridiculous. Oh my God. So we're singing with Angie Stone.
Kim's ready to dunk on somebody.
Yes, I look like I'm about to dunk. Oh, that's Sylvia. She's one of the head of the Lynx that I've been knowing her for a long time. Of course, she got a St. John on. You know that.
Okay.
All the Lynx have St. John.
Yes, those knit, nice,
very expensive outfit. And their color, of course, you can see it's green and white.
Yeah.
So it was great when you gave me that joke about the motto. The motto is right up there, so I can read it. Their motto is connected in friendship and something. It was very funny, so I can read it.
Right.
Look at me sneaking around. Look at what's wrong.
So did you say connected by Chardonnay and Little John, and they got a laugh?
Yes.
Okay.
They got a snicker because they weren't laughing.
They didn't know they
see
could.
The people over here?
But the people
that's
at
it. Look at y'all. 2, 4,
sign.
6 people on the side. Oh, look at that. That's Sherry's girl right there, producer. And so we had a good time. Angie was great. Angie Stone. Look how much weight she's lost.
And she's so short. Good. I didn't know she was that short.
And, like, she just talked. This one's a fool right here. And look at Sherry. Sherry has on a very small dress. I think that's a child's dress. She got on this little dress. And wait, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell the truth. Sherry wore the dress 2 nights in a row. I said, Sherry. Yeah, she did. She had it on the night before with a date. I said, you going to wear it again? She said, yes. She was like, it cost a lot and I want people to see it.
Yeah, she's like, the people didn't see me on this date.
Okay. So you're right. So she had on the dress. I was like, but you smell. No, she didn't. So that was fun. We were very happy to do that for the Lynx. Hey, Hannah said, do you want something from Chop? Hello? Goodbye?
Yeah, I'm here. So, yeah, no avocado.
Wait, just text it to her. I'm doing a podcast, man.
All right.
Send her some money. Thank
What's
you.
What's up, Kyle?
When I tell you, I swear I got teenagers here. Kyle, grown ass man. Got to ask him what the he want to eat. And then I got to do all the orchestrating. The other one, 20 years old.
All right, we're starting back. Kim, who just called you? Let's just roll with it.
Huh? My brother.
What's Kyle want?
He's right there. He's sitting right there on the patio.
Why were you on the phone with him?
Because I want to see, you know, my niece is here visiting. If he wanted something to eat, a little salad, he going to give me the order. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a podcast. You're the big brother. You're grown.
I said, like, text it. I'm doing a podcast.
Text it to her and give her some money. Don't tell him to take care of everybody. I was like, why am I taking care of your grown ass? Do what you got to do. The 20-year-old, too. She running around music theater singing and shit all over the damn house and dancing. I was like, if you don't wash a damn dish, you better plie over there by that dishwasher.
Like, the sun will come out tomorrow
and dry.
You were talking about to...
Oh my gosh.
I can't let us get away from this too far. Kim, Alicia, you helped out with Kim doing comedy in Atlanta. Sherry was there. So a few things happened that I really need to know about. You're in Atlanta for how many days?
About three.
Three. Did I just hear you say Sherry went on a date?
Oh, Sherry went on a lot of dates.
Can we please talk about? You all are the busiest people on the planet. Alicia, I'm sure you're extremely busy too. Yes. You see how busy both of these women are. Can we talk about Sherry posted this photo and some videos of her with the celebrity roller skating coach. I need to know about
that. And she roller skated.
She roller skated in Atlanta.
She was dating, roller skating. That's probably why she didn't have a joke together.
Do we? I believe we have a photo.
Yeah. I like Fat Sherry.
Look at that.
That's her with the roller skating dude.
First of all, this dude, what's he look like? He's not a roller skating coach. He looks like he might mess somebody up. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. That is. He's the smoothest. He's one of the top roller skating. I wish we had his name. You don't have his name, Chris.
I've got his name, and we'll put his Instagram handle up.
I cannot roller skate. I can ice skate. I can get down.
Ice skate.
Woo! Do a little split.
Can ice skate.
That's the problem. Can't roller skate. You saw how I was dancing. Yeah.
We don't even like ice like that.
I can ice skate. My parents took me to the ice skate.
Took you to the ice skate ring.
We ain't had no roller skating ring in my neighborhood.
See, when you grow up wealthy, you don't get those things.
We had horses, though. I could ride a horse.
You can ride a horse.
Yeah, you can.
Chris. That's what he said. Hilarious.
I was out on the farm this weekend. Come on.
That's right. You're taking me. See, this is how the podcast goes left.
That's how it happens. No, let's get back to Alicia. How do you make time for a celebrity roller skating? Again, good looking dude. I get it. But was that she legitimately wanted to go get roller skating coaching?
She went roller skating. She went on dates. We went to a restaurant called the Slutty Vegan. We did all kind of things. I didn't do all of that with her because I knew we were there for a show. And for me to get some peace and quiet in a hotel, there is no way I'm running in the streets. I was like, oh my God, there's a hotel, there's a TV, there's a bed. And I didn't have time for that. So I don't know how she did it, jet lag, exhausted.
But she was bold anyway, because like you said, they ain't wearing masks like they supposed to. She hanging out?
Oh, Atlanta was off the chain. I was like, girl, put your mask on. Corona is here. COVID, the variant.
They haven't worn a mask.
The variants.
The variants, honey. Anytime somebody came up to me, they was like, I got vaccinated. I was like, variants.
The variants.
Yeah.
They haven't been wearing those, like the second versus battle I saw, I was like, nobody's wearing a mask in that room.
It's dangerous. I'm telling you, we don't really know what is going on.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
But, you know, Sherry did her thing, you know. Do you have anything, a picture of the Slutty Vegan?
I don't. You know,
Slutty Vegan. is we'll put this that in. Restaurant. The line is down the street.
They invited us. They have one in L.A., right?
Do they? She opened one here.
I think so. I heard she's slutty balling. Vegan.
It's because it's big. Yeah. She had three locations in Atlanta.
Yeah, keep going.
It was very good. I did enjoy it. But Sherry has been doing a thing. Today she was on Kelly Clarkson. If you all didn't see the episode.
We got a bunch of pictures.
Now she's going from roller skating to pole dancing stripper. She is odd. I want the fat Sherry back. that one back there in the picture. See them jaws? That one right there. She was so nice.
She's busy.
And at home. Huh?
At home.
At home. She was so nice.
We was all at home for the last year and a half.
Yeah, but when she chubby, she stay home. What you doing? You want to go get some food? I'm going to come eat with you. Yeah.
Look at
this girl, Kelly Clarkson. You don't even recognize her.
Uh-uh.
And she wore a cat suit. Who wears a cat suit on a talk show?
She ain't playing.
She ain't playing. Look at how she came out.
Yeah. And see, it's easy to lose the weight than it is to keep it off. So she better go ahead and enjoy all of two hamburgers.
Two hamburgers.
And that cat suit ain't fitting no more.
Okay, I don't know Kelly Clarkson. I had on a dress. It was too big. I didn't even like pull the dress in. It looked a mess. I was like, Kim, why is the dress hanging off you? I was like, hey. Just, it was from Ross. So I just grabbed it like
not Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see some more of these pictures. This is fantastic.
Oh, God.
Look at what she's doing.
Pole dancing on Kelly Clarkson.
What?
Yes, teaching Kelly how to pole dance. And she don't know how to pole dance. I said, okay, pull some in your bag. You'd be walking like me. Look at her.
She dipping back.
Showing her vagina on TV.
So
the listeners, I want you to know, she was on Kelly Clarkson and she got on this little skimpy outfit. And she's doing a pole dance. She was teaching Kelly Clarkson how to pole dance.
All right. So, you know, there it is.
Oh, my God. So that was what that was. Enough about Sherry. I'm going to start burning candles. Bring the fat Sherry back. Bring the fat Sherry back.
Doing all kinds of
seances. That chubby, eat.
Haagen-Dazs, Haagen-Dazs.
Donuts. That's donuts, all there is. Because
she just doesn't eat. She really does not eat. Yeah. So
that's a good mindset when you ain't even hungry.
Okay.
But when it come back on, you come back on, you're something serious. Yes, you were like 18 racks of ribs.
Okay, no. You understand? It was back on me this weekend. It's already been, I done gained 5 pounds. I'd have probably gained 7 pounds. I wouldn't get on the scale anymore. But I can still fit the clothes. But I gotta, so today I've been drinking my water. I'm gonna get on that elliptical over there because I will not be able to live with Sherry. This is the thing. No, I'm telling you.
Alicia, so it's not for her own health or her family or her own enjoyment.
You cannot live with Sherry.
No, you don't understand. This is difficult. I lost 30 pounds. So now she's lost 31. So she throws it in my face. But I was skinny and you was chubby, Sherry. So Sherry was chubby. She saw me skinny. She couldn't take it.
Right.
So she went on a healthy wage, lost her weight. So she's really like, look, caught up with you 1 pound over. While she did that, I gained a couple pounds. But then I was like, oh, I see this happens for serious. I was feeling good. She kept looking at me. She was all chubby and nice. And oh, look at Kim. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And now she's just like, 31. So now it's a whole thing. Now I got to drop. I'm telling you, I'm about to go get lipo tomorrow. I got to catch up with it. I got to know.
So over the weekend, if you enjoyed yourself, let's talk about the slutty vegan. What did you get down on there?
Oh, the slutty vegan is a place, it's all hamburgers, but it's plant-based, but they have all these different hamburgers.
So it's meatless meat.
Meatless meat and bread and
breadless bread.
Pickles.
Mayo.
Fattening as hell. So delicious. And they give you fries. And then give you a sweet potato pie. Then the lady on the outside is selling liquor. I was like, is this legal? She got liquor in the Ziploc.
So you're gonna drink your calories.
Yes. Okay. It was a lot going on.
I gotta
But it was good.
I gotta know. Alicia,
I gotta try.
I want to know this real quick. So when Kim Whitley, was Sherry with you? Who was with you? Siobhan?
Look, I just got quiet.
Oh, shoot. Kim was on a lunch. Kim was on a lunch date.
Can't tell all that.
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you. It was.
I've never seen her get so quiet.
I mean, wow. I'm a single girl. I ain't got nothing to hide. Let me tell you who was with me.
Like, Chris, he was married. Come on. you were with that relationship guy, weren't you?
No, Kevin Aquan, Sherry's road manager, was there. Siobhan did not go with me. Siobhan was somewhere else. I was with Carlton Reynolds, and I was with Big T. Big T is a bodyguard for everybody, but he is huge, so much fun. So everybody thought I had bodyguard because they both big dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, I was like, ooh, you got security? I was like, they don't know I'm doing both of them. People are just
like, they need security from you.
Right, no. One is my ex and one is my friend.
I want to be on the side of the line outside of a busy bar in Atlanta, and Kim Whitley goes walking by. That's what I want to see. People's faces got to be like, wait, is that, is it? Who? Tell me you noticed.
Oh,
that.
Is it?
I'm serious. That stuff's so funny to me because it'd be so random. You're like, oh, let's go grab brunch. And then Kim Whitley walks by with her two bodyguards or gentlemen lovers.
Yes, yes.
Do you stop and talk? Do you treat it like the airport?
One thing, Sherry, you know, me and Sherry had a really good interview on that link, so I wish we could find it. Mm-hmm. Sherry started crying. It was great. Sylvia asked this fan, hi, Joshua. I haven't seen my son in 3-4 days. Why is he coming out?
with
a fishing pole and glass. Okay, this is the funniest thing. Come on in, Josh. Why does he have a fishing pole in his hand? He's about to kill all of us with his pole. Hi, honey. Look at you.
Got his fishing pole.
Hi. Joshua.
Dexter's
dog doesn't know who he is. That is so funny. Come on, Joshua. Come in the back. Okay, wait. Be careful with the fishing pole, boo boo. Here, bring it in. Say hi.
Wait.
Put your glasses back on. Chris wants to say hi. Chris wants to say hi.
What's up, Joshua? What are you fishing for?
I gotta put the glasses back on. It was the look. Joshua, you're messing up the whole look. When I tell you, I'm listening. You gotta, so Chris can see you. Okay, get your pole. You gotta come in with the pole. Chris Country. Chris wants to see all this. Come on, honey.
You already got on his nerves in 2 minutes.
Look at him.
I can't see him. He's out of shot. Look at this guy. Look at that. You look great, Joshua.
Look, he got his fishing.
He's got the tackle box. That's great.
He got the pole.
Look at that. Dang. Did you use your mom's Amazon account to order that? That's a nice pole.
Oh, Lord, I done got it caught on the light. Oh, this is a real fishing pole. Did you catch any fish?
Well, I caught a tiny one.
You did catch a tiny fish?
Okay, nice. That's nice.
All right, we'll put this. The dog can't get to it. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Lord.
That's great.
Okay, put the fishing pole somewhere. The dog was barking at him. The dog didn't know who he was at first. So what were you asking me, Chris? Sorry.
Oh, we were just discussing your adoring fans catching you out and about in Atlanta. That's all.
In Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So Atlanta was great. That we talked at the links. They asked a question to Sherry and I about, mm-hmm, what is the one thing that you would miss about your friend? One character or one thing that you would miss about them? And that was a very interesting question, instead of asking what is the best thing about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting, Sherry's answer about me and what she said. It was very kind. And, you know, I felt like it was all true. Thank you. Okay, now at the end. Go ahead.
No, I gotta know. When they asked you, since you're salty and you're having a real attitude about Sherry's success, was your answer her weight?
No, what I'm missing. No, because the links be serious. You know, you can't be, you know, but people crack jokes and having fun. But
and no, what was her
answer? Was she would miss my, I guess, my kindness. She says, Kim sees the good in everyone.
Aww.
It doesn't matter. Right. And I said,
was this when she started crying or was on something else?
No, she started crying when I gave my answer.
Oh, okay. I got to hear this answer.
And I said, and she wasn't expecting it. And I said, I would miss her intelligence. I said, she's very smart, but people don't know that she's smart because she's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Sherry always says, I wish I'd have gone to college. And mm-hmm. I said, you don't need to go to college. You're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart. And they said, keep friends around you who are smarter than you are. Mm-hmm. I said, why do you think I keep you around?
That's a comic.
And then I said, of course. And then I said, I know you had that one little bump in the road about the world being flat. But after that, you go by.
Oh, God.
If you guys haven't, go back. There's a clip on the YouTube channel. I interviewed Sherry a few years ago, blah, blah, blah. When you guys started this and we got this going a year plus ago, that was something I'd never asked her about. And I was like, I wonder if she'll ever address that. And like one of the first episodes, she tricked you, Kim. You weren't paying attention. And she brought up the story. And you guys go back and watch this clip. It's fantastic. It shows how talented Sherry is. She okey-doked your ass and goes, well, you know, I brought up this thing on The View and I said the world was flat, and which today I realized that it is flat. And Kim snapped out of whatever trance she was in. And Sherry let her sit in it for a second. And she goes, I'm kidding. So Sherry, shout out to Sherry for that one. She handled that very well.
She did handle that very well. I want to move on to something a little more serious, that because I love Alicia. Alicia's a comic, funny, but also another very intelligent. I woke up one day driving to work and I heard her on the front page, 5 o'clock in the morning on the radio. I said, what the hell? She was talking on top. So you're a comic, but I didn't realize that you're really into current events and you follow stuff. Is that because you're a comic or?
You know, I love current events. My mother read the newspaper from cover to cover every day.
Wow.
You know, so we just, we have a thirst for knowledge and knowing what's going on. And the problem with the current events is they have a short shelf life. Like right now, the last couple of days, I've been talking about Jeffrey Toobin and CNN, how he just came back after being gone for 7 months.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh.
They brought him back.
Alicia.
And so I can't take a hand, but they brought him back. But so,
how did he...
I did this whole thing on Jeffrey Toobin and CNN, and he was there. They went to some breakout rooms during the Zoom, and this nigga literally broke out. And I'm like, how horny are you on a work Zoom? Like, I'm not living my best life or some shit.
How horny can you be?
You have a problem, Jeffrey Toobin. And they said that they were talking about election simulations. I said, you must have thought they said erection simulations. Lord, what in the hell is going on? And you never want your name to become a verb. Because now doing a Toobin means jerking off during the work Zoom.
Shut up, that's funny.
I'm just glad he did something about Mary where he got the shit all up in his head. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
So I just like talking about current events. It's just that it has a short shelf life.
Well, you know, speaking of that, I really enjoyed, I know we have a couple of things, but this Kwame Brown situation has been going on.
Ooh, he is the GOAT.
Yes. So explain to the listeners and to the viewers who Kwame Brown is. And Chris, are you aware of this whole situation? You're a sports guy.
Oh, you bet your tail. Yeah, absolutely. And okay. I don't pay attention to like Stephen A. Smith. I'm aware of it. I don't watch Stephen A. Smith. I know what he is and I respect, you know, his form of whatever he's doing. But I love that Kwame Brown and Stephen A. Smith are going, because Stephen A., like, whether you like him or not, Stephen A.'s built this giant platform. And I'm the perfect age where, like, I remember Kwame Brown getting drafted and I'm like, oh, he's going with George. So either way, Alicia, please, this is amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm from D.C., so,
oh,
you know,
boy.
you know, we were all excited when Michael Jordan came and became a general manager. Oh, our fortunes are going to turn around. Jordan is a part of the Wizards organization. He gets a chance to, we have the number one overall draft pick.
And that's Kwame Brown.
And he chooses a high schooler. This is not Kwame's fault. Okay. You know, he.
But this is on the screen. That is Kwame
today.
This is
the gentleman on the screen today. He's retired.
Okay.
But when he was 17, Michael Jordan selected him as the number one overall pick. It had never been done before. I don't believe a high schooler had it been done before that high school, or if it hadn't, it been happened in recent history.
I don't know. I think it might have been one of the first because
he was. It was monumental for that, for sure.
And listen.
Florida had Billy Donovan, and Florida offered him a scholarship. He was a legit player. He's a big deal, so it's not like he was terrible or anything like that. But there were the people that went after him that were pretty good, and the other things that happened.
Yeah, so. A lot of people that went after him had a better career, but the a lot of people that went after him had done some time in college. You know what I'm saying?
So they were ready. So he was 17 years old.
You put a whole franchise on a child's back. He had never played against grown men at the NBA level. Mm-hmm. He's now playing against Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Shaq.
At 17.
You can't beat these guys. And he gave it his best effort, and he wasn't a bum. He wasn't a bust. He made $65 million 12 years. Like he says in his podcast, he bought his mother house on a golf course. I don't consider that a bust. He should have never been drafted number one overall because he wasn't battle tested in that way.
But why now? Why has Kwame's name come up recently?
Recently, because they keep messing with him. They keep poking the bear, and they're making fun of him and calling him a bust.
Since
they were drafted, there's been judgment. But Alicia, would you agree? Like, it got bad. Like once the turning point, it was like. So first of all, Jordan was not the best of him. He berated him on the court, all this stuff, and
Wait a minute, why did Jordan's the one that got him drafted?
Right, but Jordan, they were so bad, Jordan suited back up and became a
He was
a GM in a suit. He said, "You motherfuckers," and put on his own gear and got down there and started fucking them up. The Wizards were so bad at the time, they weren't aired on most of the games were never televised. When Jordan came, all the Wizards games became televised because he was now a player.
Okay.
So he became a player and stopped being, as the GM. He said he was sick and tired of looking at them lose. They were bums.
So he suited up and he started talking about Kwame like a dog.
Oh, in practice and stuff, he was tearing him up.
He's the one that brought the guy.
Kwame said he made him do 3-hour practices before a game. So now he's tired when the game starts. Jordan was a tyrant. Imagine Kobe the coach or Kobe the GM. You're going to get your ass chewed out.
Oh, my God. Sal, where are we today?
So today, they're still talking about him. They're talking about him, Stephen A. Because they do the countdowns, the top 20 bust. And Kwame's always number one on the countdown. And, so when they do this, they did this podcast called All the Smoke. And it was Stephen Jackson and what's the guy name? He called him Becky with the good hair.
Matt Barr.
Stephen Jackson, they have a podcast called All the Smoke. And Jeannie Buss was a guest.
Oh, Jeannie, yes.
Yeah, so they kept trying to get Jeannie Buss to talk shit about Kwame.
Ooh.
And she was like, that year we drafted blah, 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 blah. So it was like, so you really only drafted one player. You really only drafted one. And they started elbowing each other and making fun of Kwame. She was like, she wouldn't take the bait.
Oh, good.
And she's a classy lady.
Yes, good.
But that was just one of many things they would do. They bring up his name and laugh and all this stuff. And he's played with some of these guys. He played with Stephen Jackson. Uh-huh. So he didn't expect friends or, colleagues to do him like this. And he's retired now. Y'all still talking about him, and everybody reaches their breaking point.
And he broke.
And I mean, broke. I mean, this man has like almost 400,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's only been on YouTube a couple weeks.
It hasn't been long.
Now, he went on there to do a rebuttal or just
to clap back.
I'm sick of everybody
talking
about me. And he went off. And he absolutely had receipts. He talked about everybody. He said, after all these years, let me go down the list.
Yeah. Anybody who had been talking about him, he sniped him. He was like the DC sniper. He's sliding their asses. And then he had this thing, mama's cooking. So he keep talking about he's sprinkling mama's cooking on your dumb ass. And I mean, he had his own little science and people are already imitating them comics and he would end up on SNL if they knew who the hell he was. He is so funny. He's naturally funny. But the biggest one was Charlamagne Tha God.
Ooh, and if you don't know who Charlamagne Tha God is, he is from The Breakfast Club, one of the biggest radio, we would say, shows
out right now.
And Charlamagne is the host and big name.
Yeah.
And he has gotten in trouble before.
Yes.
But Charlamagne went after Kwame Wynn on that same podcast.
After all this stuff started coming up and then Kwame started speaking out for himself, Charlamagne decided to go on The Breakfast Club and Angela Yee and DJ Envy, he got them too. He got all of them. And he was saying rude things like Kwame's father's a killer, his brother's a killer, he got another brother in jail. So you don't know this brother's mental health. Y'all might want to watch out and steer clear and tread lightly because of his family members. And Kwame was like, well, Jeffrey Dahmer has a family. Y'all ain't never say that they gonna eat people because Jeffrey ate people. I was crying laughing. Well, so he told Charlamagne that when found some girl that says Charlamagne had raped her, brought her mother and them on the podcast. Her name is Jessica Reed. He went so hard, Charlamagne sent him a cease and desist. I'm like, how you gonna start the shit and then send me a cease and desist?
What?
That's how riggedy raw it's gotten. Then he had Judge Joe Brown on. Judge Joe Brown killed everybody he had already killed. And then he's just interviewing some of the top people who don't care.
Everybody's going
ham on everybody else.
Charlamagne sent an apology, didn't he?
Yeah, he apologized, but the apology did not ring true. The comments underneath the video, nobody was buying it. You know, he tried to act like in my effort to take up for Kwame, I said some things. That ain't how you take up for nobody. And Kwame tore his ass up again after the apology.
Well, honey, this needs to be a red paper plate issue right here.
It absolutely should.
And a red paper plate, because Kwame is going in. Charlamagne never gets in trouble.
Mm-mm.
And this time,
he got the wrong bit, because this is a $65 million retired athlete who has nothing to lose and has a bunch of free time. He out there on his tractor. You know, he's so cool. He out there on his tractor mowing his own lawn. Like, he's not the one you want to mess with.
Oh, my goodness.
He has nothing but time to light your ass ablaze.
Because he couldn't take it any longer.
Wow. And that's really a cautionary tale. It doesn't matter who it is. If you bully somebody for too long, at some point that bully gonna strike back.
A kid that
was bullied is gonna turn around and strike back.
And how about don't bully people that are 7 feet tall, that are 270 pounds of whoop your ass. That guy's not to be messed with. He will fight those people too. They know it. They all got quiet.
No, it's ridiculous. Stephen A. Smith went on the show, his show, and now he got a clap back. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, he's trying to show the bad plays that Kwame had. But somebody made a good point. Where's the compilation of all the good plays he had? He's had some really good plays. He had some good games. But when they're trying to run you down, they're not going to show the good games.
And he was in the NBA for a while. If you're that bad, you would have been out in 2 years. Come on, y'all. Stop.
A lot of people didn't make it 12 years.
No. That's a lot of
They want to say he has small hands. They were coming up with all kinds of stuff for the man.
What?
So, yeah.
Small hands. Look, ew.
Little hand, little feet.
Ew. Wait, hold on, Chris.
Well, one of the mamas cooking now.
Oh my gosh. Chris.
Yes.
I'm going to run out here until everybody's turn off whatever they're watching.
Yeah. I think people got home and your connection's going wild. I could sit here. We can chat with Alicia.
You talk to Alicia.
Yeah.
Talk about this one, the Mary.
Mary Garland. Okay. Kim went to the bathroom, everybody. So we're going to talk about Mary Garland, the attorney general. What's interesting about Mary Garland is this was the guy that Barack Obama was nominated for the Supreme Court. He's middle of the road. Yeah, he fought hard. Merrick was perfect because he was just as much Democrat as he was Republican. He was middle of the road. Merrick Garland earned the right to be on that Supreme Court, unlike that Amy Comey Barrett, whatever the heck she was. he actually earned the right to be there. And because of politics, they stopped his nomination. They wouldn't even vote on him. And I think Obama had like 9 months left in office.
Yeah.
Now Donald Trump with 2 weeks left, they done slid some crazy lady under the door
at the buzzer.
And I mean, it's ridiculous what's happened. But Merrick Garland is now the Attorney General. So he had a press conference where he was talking about how they're naming domestic terrorism as a threat. Homegrown domestic mm-hmm. terrorism. As a threat, which really what they really mean is white boy domestic terrorism yeah. as a threat, because they've never done that before. And what they what they act like is that they don't have a way to track people, or they don't have a way to really get this system underway. And we all know that's not true. If the government wants to find out something on you, they will find out something on you. Look at the black plan.
They are taking down those Capitol insurrectionist turds one by one. They're all getting caught. You know why? Because they can and they will.
Yeah. And a lot of those insurrectionists, their friends and family members turned their asses in. I was cracking up. It was like, that's my cousin Jethro, dumbass, running up in that daggone Capitol. So some people were turned in by their family. And I was good. Here for every minute of it.
Absolutely.
But so today they made it a threat, which has never been done before in the history of America. What was done today was huge. I mean, it is historic because it's never been done before. So I believe that at this point, everybody who commits crimes will be held accountable if they're caught.
if they get caught.
You know, but now what is the sentence? Because if you don't sentence people, there's no real accountability. If you catch me running out of the, trying to stop a free and fair election and trying to subvert democracy, and all you give me is 30 days in jail, I'm going to do the shit again. Look at the mama with the Operation Varsity Blues. These rich women living in 20-room mansions, paying people to take their kids' SATs and lying to get their kids into these schools.
Oh my God.
Their sentence was like 7 days.
Nothing.
The next mama gonna do it. You ain't do shit to them.
Right.
There's some women right now writing a check for somebody to take their kids. I said, like, fuck it, I can do 7 days.
It gives them more cred when they go back to working out at the gym. Like, oh wow, how was? Did you do your workouts in there? Yeah, CrossFit.
Yeah. One lady had visitors, Felicity Huffman. Her daughter and husband came to visit. The prisoner said it takes 4 weeks to get your visitor list approved.
Really?
How's this lady that's in here for 7 days? How she get these visitors approved this quickly?
I don't like it. I don't think this is right. Something's
up. Yeah, so there will be more Operation Varsity Blues coming down this part because there was no real accountability and real punishment given to any of them.
I think Kim's a candidate for that. I think she would do that for Joshua. I think we're going to see Joshua.
Like, what? Joshua, you're going to pray somebody take his SAT and get his ass in the USC real quick. Like, Joshua, put your hat on. Put your sunglasses on. Right.
He wouldn't need it, would he?
You're like, so what? You had all D's. You in here.
Yep. Absolutely.
Kim, would you ever Forrest Gump for Joshua?
Wait, that sounds
Forrest Gump.
No. That? Remember what Sally Field did for young Forrest? You got
what did she do?
She used an old reference. First of all,
Forrest Gump. Come on,
what did she do?
She slept with the dude to get Forrest into school.
Oh yeah, that's easy. I was gonna say, sleeping. That's just a suit. I do that anyway.
She do that to give Joshua some free Chick-fil-A. Yeah, get this 20-piece nugget. God,
exactly. Really? Yes, we're doing the podcast. You got something to say? Huh?
Well, I don't
want to say
that.
You don't want to say it in front of them? Okay.
Wait, aren't you supposed to be doing this with Sherry?
Oh, This is Sherry. She came from Atlanta.
I'm the new Sherry. I gained my weight back.
Look at Josh.
I guess I'm sick. So I'm about to clean the hamster's cage. I just heard if I don't clean it, it's going to die.
If you don't clean, who told you that?
Uncle Kyle. He said it smells really bad.
It does. You got to clean the hamster's cage.
I'm about to do it right now.
Okay. You want to put the hamster somewhere safe? It's 106 degrees outside, so.
Yeah, I don't know where to put her. Like, I don't want her to be.
Open up the cardboard, put the hamster in the middle, okay?
Just leave her there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure she can't get out.
Yeah, hamster funk kills.
Yeah, hamster funk is bad.
Hamster funk kills.
You can't get her pee off of the thing.
The pee off of what?
It's like.
Oh, God. Okay, we'll talk about it later. Oh, just wash it with the hose, okay?
But you can't get the pee off. Like, it's like stained on.
Okay,
the
we're going to get some Comet or we'll put some Febreze in there. But she keeps peeing, Joshua.
Oh, be careful. She's a hamster.
You got to get that hamster a catheter.
Be careful what you clean that with. It probably isn't right. Good.
Comment, maybe not. Okay, close the door, Josh. Thank you, baby.
Get that hamster. Hamster depends,
right? But that's the thing. Hamsters pee. You put enough hay down. It's gonna be okay. But you gotta clean the cage every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you gotta clean.
I don't know why he want to clean on the day that it's 106 degrees. But you know, it is what it is. Chris, I want to say you celebrated a birthday last week.
Oh yeah, big day. It was a good time. It got really wild.
Chris, don't lie. Don't lie to our people who subscribe on this podcast. Don't. I don't want to call you out. I'm going to let you tell the truth. Joshua, I don't want to ask you. Little Joshua. Chris, how was your birthday and what did you do? It did not get wild.
I left I left the studio here in Grand Center in St. Louis and my house in the south part of St. Louis. And I went down to my parents' house out in the country and just kind of hung out all weekend. It was lit!
It was lit! He was down there riding his tractor.
It was
watching
so nice.
Comic-Con.
Wow, Chris.
Oh, it was a good time. I brought my dogs and their dogs ran around. We grilled steaks and it was nice. I like hanging out with my parents actually, despite the abuse I took in the video that Sherry sent.
Oh my God.
Do you want to see this, Alicia?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Okay. Let's pull this up.
How many dogs you got?
Hey, calm down. Calm down.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kristen Min. Happy birthday to you. I just realized it was your birthday because the girl.
That girl.
Yeah, that's right.
This girl. Not that one. This one, Chris. This one. Yeah, the first step.
Yes, she said, it's Chris's birthday. You have to call. And I went, what? So anyway, happy birthday, Chris. 40 never looks so good on you.
Oh, you.
You're amazing. How old is he? Is he 40 or is he 45?
Or is he
30? Is he 30? I don't know. He 20? No, he ain't that young.
He ain't 25.
He didn't bypass the 20s. Happy birthday, Chris. I hope you have an amazing day with all of your friends. He's with his friends, right?
No, he's with his mom and daddy on the farm.
He with his mom and daddy on his birthday?
He won't be getting no ass tonight.
Okay, so you're not getting
no ass tonight.
Happy birthday, Chris. We love you, bye.
I didn't believe I said all that. Oh, Chris, you're supposed to hear
some
all
sheep
that.
On that farm. He can lose my ass.
Stop it.
Oh my God. Let's ask a white guy. Oh my God.
Oh. A new meaning to the term sheeple.
Oh, come on.
She's cracking herself up. You understand?
She's cracking me up too.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. So yeah, Kim betrayed. Thank you. Thank you. Kim betrayed my trust as she FaceTimed me earlier in the day and got the country tour and I gave her the, I'm just chilling. And then she ratted me out to Sherry that I wasn't out partying. So
it's like he had his mom and daddy's house on the farm. I sounded off. Oh my God.
It was great. It was a great weekend. Thank you for the video.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Thanks for those X-rated photos as well. Appreciate
that. No, I didn't send you anything X-rated.
Still holding out.
We always talk about it. We're going to get together and we're going to do this. Let me tell you something.
That's your white zaddy.
That's my white zaddy. Yeah. That is the one. I'm waiting on the day that I break Chris off.
All right. Don't let Tariq Nasheed find out.
Why? He's so upset about
the place. He's so mad about Dr. Umar Johnson.
Right, I was going to say. And who else? There's somebody else.
We just supposed to be alone.
Godfrey.
We supposed to be alone.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-mm.
They're always upset.
Always upset.
But they've been dating white women all forever.
They're living their best lives. But we just supposed to sit home.
That's it. As soon as the black women start saying, oh, well, maybe I should step out of my race.
Yeah, let me explore my options.
Exactly.
You're supposed to explore your options.
No. I think that's understandable. So, Chris, when we're together.
In October.
Don't worry
in St.
about
Louis.
The black tears and people staring at you. Don't you worry about the black people staring at you.
Okay, thank you.
Or the white people. Or the Asians.
Or the Hispanics. Or the blind people.
Oh,
what a deaf mute.
What a deaf mute.
We go to a restaurant. A host grabs my arm. A host grabs your arm. It's like, here, we'll take you a different way. They don't think that's how it works, isn't it?
Y'all should be deaf. I don't even understand that. Oh, my God. This is out of control. There's so many things that we could talk about. I don't even know what time we're at right now, but it seems like. I didn't pull any comments that I wanted to bring out, but Alicia, why don't you, so people really will know who you are, like what you're working on, what you've been doing. I mean, I don't even know you anymore. You know?
It's been that long.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm writing a feature. I just finished one feature, but I'm writing another one. And this is, remember I did my short film called Fat Stripper?
Yes.
Yeah, and I played the Fat Stripper. We're turning it into a feature.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, yeah, now I'll bring you in once we get the
Please bring me in as the Fat Stripper. Okay.
No, you done lost too much weight. You be the sister of the Fat Stripper. You done lost too much weight.
Right. I told her to get it together. Sherry will definitely be the stripper who lost all the weight. You're right.
Yeah. Sherry got to manage the strip club,
yes,
man.
Yes. I mean, she thinks she is all that. Thirst trapping. So you're writing the feature.
Yes.
What other things can people find you on?
Go to my YouTube channel, Alicia Cooper, and subscribe. Kwame Brown got 400,000 subscribers. I've been on YouTube 20 years. I got 8 subscribers.
You can say 8.
So y'all can subscribe. Do I got to start talking about people?
Oh my God. But you got to spell it. He'll put it down there for you.
Okay. Alicia Cooper. And Instagram, Alicia Cooper 2.
Yes, please.
Please.
Oh my God.
Me.
So what about stand up? You still doing stand up?
Yes. Every weekend I'm at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Yeah, every week.
Are you a regular?
Yes, they put my name on the wall in 2015. And once they put your name on the wall, you can get spots all the time.
Are you kidding? That's why the manager gave me his card.
See?
So I can just go up there and get on.
Yes, you can just go up there and get on.
Because your name is on the wall.
Because your name is on the wall.
And if they get a new manager, I'll be like, ah!
Oh, wait.
Let me show you my name.
Yeah.
Alicia, didn't they?
So they can't even act like they don't see your name. So,
what night do you go to the Comedy Store?
I'm usually there on Saturdays because I do the Tammy Mac Late Show on Fridays.
I didn't know Tammy Mac had a show.
Yeah, Tammy has a talk show, but then on Fridays it's political highlights of the week. So every Friday night we do the politics of that week.
On the show?
Yes, yeah, it's on Fox Soul. So you can get it on the Fox Soul app on YouTube.
And then you do stand-up. Afterwards?
Yeah, usually I don't do it on Fridays because I'm doing Tammy, but I go Saturday and I do the Comedy Store.
Which room do you do?
It depends. They'll give you that schedule by like Wednesday. So one week it might be the main room, the next week it might be the original room.
Wow, because things, I didn't know even the clubs were opening up.
Yeah.
My hairstylist on Daily Pop, Brandon, let me tell you something. He went down to West Hollywood last night.
You want to see a video?
Yes, everything opened up, and this is how they handled it in L.A. at midnight.
Talk us through this. We're gonna kill the sound, so you got to tell us what's happening here.
Okay, so they have music on, and now everybody's just dancing in the club. You see dancing. Now everyone has a cell phone on. They're counting down like it's New Year's. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they go crazy. Look at that. Confetti, everything, mask off. Woo! LA is open. Is that crazy?
That's like that. Look at like all those New Year's Rockin' Eve.
That looked like the variant.
20 people was rushed to the ER.
Okay, look at that. They're just all these people, and they're so excited.
All I see is COVID particles. Yeah. In
wait a minute.
Yeah, that's not confetti. That's COVID particles.
Wait a minute. I don't know what that. Wait a minute. Why is this? What in the world is on this video? Sorry. I'm a male dancer.
It's a private video. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that was still... It went from one thing, and then somebody was shaking their booty in the video.
The variants. The variants.
That's all I saw was variants, honey.
That's his stage name. Call him up to the stage, Alicia.
Okay, coming up, give it up for the variants. Variant.
He can do it in all shades. All different ways. He can dance up, down, through a cluster. Get it? Cluster.
Yes.
I get it. One more time for variant.
He'll leave you short of breath. Side effects may include a good time.
Side effects, man.
Good, man. Oh, look, you know what, Sherry should let you talk more. Oh, God. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness.
No, wait. Besides heading to West Hollywood, are you all celebrating any kind of... California, we're recording this on the 15th. California officially opened today.
What's
that mean to you?
Today is the
15th.
Yep, and it really opened up all the way, which is spooky.
Yeah, but see, I wasn't ever really worried because I got O positive blood. And they said people with O blood are the least susceptible to the virus.
So you listening to all the black people in the hood?
No, I Googled it.
Alicia, I've got it too.
It's scientific. It is O blood. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, my friend is an LPN, and she was the first person to tell me this. So I went and Googled it because I never stopped flying. I flew all through the pandemic. So, and I was like, why don't I get it? And everybody else, I'm like, they falling out. So my friend said the people with O blood, it's not that they don't get it, but they're the least amount of people that get it.
I don't believe that. This is allegedly because the main of the population is O positive, isn't it? The majority of the population?
No. And let me say, all my friends, when they would get it, they were like A, B and all this stuff. Yeah, they weren't
O positive also.
That's why you ain't had it.
You are really? Kim, you are not.
We washed in the old blood.
Did you say we washed in the old blood? Sherry probably an A or B. Let me tell her. No, she might be an O positive too.
I don't know.
This is a legend.
Yeah, you can Google that. People with O are the least susceptible.
That's Joshua sneezing. See, that he ain't got an O.
That's me sneezing that damn half pee out his nose.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. That was good. Y'all go look that up. I don't know about that because I got on the elevator. I went to this party where Brian McKnight was singing on the rooftop. Mm-hmm. I should have sent you that video. Over my friend's house, I live in the penthouse down in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and they had Brian McKnight at their house or singing, right? Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there on the patio of the penthouse watching Brian McKnight, mm-hmm. and just to get up there, you know, we had to get on the elevator, and I was with, you know, the younger people. Mm-hmm. It was four of them on the elevator, and I had my little mask on or whatever, and it was so cute. And I was talking to them. I was like, they work for this man's company, I'm sure. I turned to them and I was like, everybody vaccinated? Because I need to know what I'm dealing with.
Right.
All four of them fools turned to me and said, no. And we got to go up to like the 40th floor. So I had plenty of time to talk to them. I said, what? They didn't put the money in the elevator. That's not where the money went on that building because it took too long. But they were like, no. They were like, no, we're not getting vaccinated. I couldn't believe what they were saying. They were like, you know, there's side effects coming out because of that vaccination. I said, really? I said, are the side effects worse than death?
Oh,
there's side effects. How about that? She was like, no, but you know, we're not getting the vaccine because this side effects that, you know, I'm just looking at, when I tell you I'm looking at all of them, I put my mask on. They were like, can we get a picture? No. Mm-hmm. I was like, just vaccinated people only.
Right.
I'm not taking a picture. Then no. So every time somebody came up to me, they were like, oh, can I have a picture? I said, vaccinated? They were like, yes. They said, no. I said, catch you next time.
Catch you next time.
Not doing it.
People don't understand the importance of getting vaccinated. They said that all the people that still pass away from it are not vaccinated people.
Yes.
So, it's you know, it's unfortunate that people don't want to get it. I had no problems getting it. I wanted the Pfizer, and I made sure I got my two Pfizers, and I'm good.
And you probably got them on the same day.
Got them on the same day.
It's a star treatment.
I went back twice. I was already squeamish. I was like them young people in the elevator.
So no, I'm telling
you. You're going to get me now.
Get me now. When I tell you that, I couldn't believe they said that. And I just looked at how many people are believing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm looking
the,
at this.
No, the magnet. The people that believe the magnet sticks to your body. I'm like, Lord.
I was like, come on.
A magnet, really?
And I tell people, I said, so you're telling me that the world is going to vaccinate all of the doctors in the world,
mm-hmm.
they go first.
Mm-hmm.
All the world leaders, but it definitely the medical staff.
Right.
Who can take care of the people?
Right.
So we gonna kill all the medical staff.
Right.
So we all just sitting there talking about, damn, what do we do now?
Yeah,
we can't even
dead.
Cure it. All the
yeah.
doctors dead, all the nurses dead. They were like, they were giving them a different shot. I said, shut up.
Shut up.
And then we got time to be like,
a different shot. But how can a magnet, that all the prick in your arm, you don't even know you've been pricked, it's so fast. How is this prick creating a magnet in your arm? A prick.
Hey,
somebody, make it
we're gonna look
sense.
Back on this, you know. Yeah. We were, really...
but you know, we done had craziness. Remember, Y2K?
Yeah,
oh,
had
man.
Water and lipstick and batteries and
yeah,
shit.
Wait, hold up.
Talk about the way the world
we
everything
was part of that. My parents had so many dry beans, and my daddy still got the thing of batteries.
Everything, because Y2K yep. was gonna fuck everything, and we run that with COVID. Everybody going to get toilet paper.
Yeah,
why did we think we was running out of toilet? My friend has so much damn toilet paper in her house. She had some left over in the trunk because she couldn't take it in the house because she filled the damn house up with toilet. I said, this is why we out of toilet paper, because y'all motherfuckers signed it off.
You know what I said? I said, what is wrong with y'all? I said, do you know what they did back in the day when they didn't have toilet paper? They used a rag. I said, if you run out of toilet paper, you got plenty of dish rags. They ain't gonna run out of water. Wash that and wipe your ass.
You can wipe your ass with anything.
Anything.
Time me and my best friend got drunk in college, and we called ourselves peeing up against a tree, right? We was laughing so hard because we was drunk. Why them poop right outside? Why grab a leaf on the ground and wipe my ass with a leaf? Leaves work. Y'all, everything works. Everything right. works.
You grabbed the leaf. Did you just tell that on the podcast?
I'm sorry. I was. That's when you drop anything goes.
A, but a leaf is crunchy. Didn't it scratch?
I grabbed a handful of leaves. One leaf. It broke through my finger or some shit. But when you're drunk, everything works.
Mm.
And see what happened, we were drunk and we were laughing. So when you're drunk and laughing, you don't have no control over nothing.
Right, that is true.
So I was like, oh, hell no.
That's true.
I sure did.
They're worried about toilet paper.
Only toilet paper. Get one of them leaves outside.
That's all you got to do. They ain't worried about food. You worried about toilet paper. You got trees everywhere. Look at all this toilet paper you got.
Oh, this
trees
toilet paper.
Everywhere.
Free toilet paper.
Free toilet paper.
You got to be resourceful.
Yes. That is insane, y'all. We're going to wrap this up.
That's world problems.
That's funny. I love, yeah, I like to end on poop story. I like to tell everyone to please go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas for merchandise. Please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe to Two Funny Mamas. I hit that subscribe button so you can get the new episodes. Sherry will be back next week. I want to thank our guest, Alicia Cooper, who's been a friend for years, a very funny comedian, writer, and obviously very resourceful.
Look, I just realized I got to go plop a baby out my 90-year-old coochie so I can be three funny mamas. I don't even qualify. Now I got to go to have a baby and whatnot at 69
so I can be a regular on here. You see the stress that comes with the hot with the industry.
The industry. This is so much stress.
This is a forced childbirth. You want to make it? You want to make it in this business, kid?
Wow. I don't even qualify to be one of the funny mamas. I ain't got no kid. This is sad.
Wow. Chris.
I got to go plop something out this weekend.
Chris, it's over. Chris, you wanted to read comments, but it's over.
Great podcast, ladies.
She's out of great podcast. Y'all, thank
come
you,
back,
listener.
Come back in 9 months, Alicia.
Yes, I'm Alicia, in
come back in 9 months. It ain't going to take me 9 months. When you old, you got to do stuff quick. I'm on an accelerated plan. I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Okay.
With a full-grown baby.
Okay. Y'all, so thank y'all for listening and thank you for watching Two Funny Mamas.
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas. Funny Mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.